So today's daf is Samach Dal, but we'll start on the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Someone yesterday came over to me and said that they listen to my daf Yomi, but I'm not loud enough sometimes, so I'll try to be a little bit louder into the recorder.
Where is it?
On YU Torah, yeah. So the Gemara says 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yassi, Ein ben David ba ad sheyichlu kol neshamos shebeguf. Ben David, in other words, Mashiach doesn't come until all the neshamas that are in the guf are created. Shenemar kiruach milfana yatof v'neshamas ani asisi. So the ruach that are within and the neshamas I will make, somehow that's an indication of Mashiach coming. Maybe the rest of the pasuk indicates that. Can I let you, does Rashi tell us how this works?
I see.
Rashi says on the bottom here, "Hagula v'neshama shani asisi." All the neshamos and the gula that I'm going to create, Rashi says, "Ya tof lashon ikvat." It holds back. And the beginning of the pasuk, Rashi goes on to say, is talking about gula. So gula will not happen; it's held back until all the, I guess, ruchos and neshamos are created.
המשך הפסוק אומר כל פסוק שהרצות והנשמות שלפני גזירת שגזרתי שיוולדו יעטוף מאחרים את הגאולה כיוון שהם צריכים להיוולד קודם הגאולה.
Okay, so that's like what Rashi said. So then the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Mi She'ein Osek B'Piri Rivya, anybody who does not engage in Pirivu, Kilu Shofech Dam, as if he kills someone, murder, Shenemar Shofech Dam Ha'adam, Ba'adam damoy shafech. It's a pasuk that appears in the beginning of Bereishis. Anyone who spills the blood of man, so uksib basay, right after speaking about shvichas dam and murder, it says vatem puruvu, and you should engage in puruvu. So in other words, it's saying that if a person is not engaging in puruvu, then he is going to be considered shofech damim. Rabbi Yaakov Amar ki'ilu mimayit hadmus. It's as if he's minimizing, taking away from the demus, the image tzel melkim. Shenemar ki b'tzel melkim asa es adam. Also in this context, it talks about tzel melkim. Uksib basrei. Right afterwards, it writes vatem peruvu v'gomer. So a person who does not engage in peruvu, he takes away from tzel melkim. By the way, this is one of the reasons why they bring the avel. The avel doesn't cover the mirrors up. Well, he's supposed to cover the mirrors up, rather. They used to have a custom of kfiyas hamita, turning over the beds. And we don't have that anymore because our beds are different or other reasons, Toso says. So some say the practice of covering the mirror is supposed to represent that. Why? Because since the bed is a makam of creating the Demus Elokim and Tzel Melokim, and the mirror is a place where we see the Tzel Melokim, therefore they cover the mirrors to highlight this idea of being mema'ait, the Tzel Melokim.
Is that to do with the neshama that I heard like a whole...
There could be, I'm sure, other...
There
could be... No, there could be...
Someone comes and sees herself but doesn't see the body and gets scared, no?
It could be deeper reasons.
Something like that.
It's possible. Okay. This is like the simple reason that's brought down. Maybe there's certainly a deeper...
Yes.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, Ben Azai, Omer Ki'ilu Shofech Damim, Umay Demus. He also says, it's as if a person murders, and as if you're taking away from the Demus of Tzemel. Kim Shenemar, Vatem Puruvu. The Pasuk says you're supposed to engage in Puruvu. So this is Ben Azai talking. Ben Azai says the same thing. So Amr Loli, turn to Ben Azai and say, Yesh Na Darish Rina Mikayim. So they're those who are beautiful in their darshaning and beautiful in being Mikayim the way they darshan. And Na Mikayim Vein Na Darish. And they're those who are beautiful in the way they're Mikayim things, but not beautiful in how they darshan things, but at least they follow Halacha. Vatat Na Darish Vein Na Mikayim. But you're beautiful in the way you darshan, you're beautiful Torahs yet, but you don't follow it. He wasn't married. So Amr Leo, Hen Ben Azai, Am Oma Aseh, Shinafshi Chaschik B'Torah. What am I supposed to do? I have a great cheshik for learning Torah, and I have no time for a wife and children. Efshuli Om Shin is Kaim Ma'ide Acher. The world will be settled by other people who are engaging in Puruvu. I'm going to be exempt because I'm involved in Puruvu. Now, I think the Gemara in Kedushin, or maybe elsewhere, says that Ben Azai actually was married. I think there's another opinion. But this Gemara doesn't bring that opinion. Tani Idach, another Brisa says that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Misha Ein Osik B'Piru Rivya. Anybody who's not engaged in Puruvu, Kilu Shofech Damim, Shenemar Shofech Dam Ha'odam, V'samech Leva Atem Puruvu, like we saw above. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azari Omer, Ki'ilu Mimait HaDemus, as if he removes, takes away from the Demus of Tzel Melokim, like we said above. And again, Ben Azai Omer, V'chule, Amrulo Le Ben Azai, Yeshna Dorish V'chule. So the Brisa said exactly what we said above, just a repetition. Usually we have a Tani Nami Hochi, as opposed to Tani Idach, usually indicates there's a different Brisa. This Brisa seems to be exactly what we said above. So I'm not sure why it says Tani Idach. Okay, then the Gemara says, last line of Amr Beis, Tana Rabbanan Vnucha Vnucha Yomar Shuva Hashem Revosaf Yisrael. When you return, when you rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return and he'll settle on the Revos Alpha Yisrael. Revos is 10,000, right? And Alpha is 1,000. So the Gemara says, Malamed has come to teach us that She'ein HaShechina Shor Al Pachos Mishnei Alphim Mishnei Revavos. And less than this amount, the Shechina will not rest, Misrael. Harei Shayu Yisrael Shnei Alphim Mishnei Revos Chaser Achad. The person, if the Klaisa is that total of 22,000 people, minus one, Vizel lo asik bepirivya, and this person is not engaged in puravu, lo nim tazeh garm l'shchina shetestalik miYisrael. Is it not that this person, in essence, by him not having children, he's basically preventing the shchina from resting, so it's as if he's shofech damim, and as if he's removing the shchina from among Klai Yisrael. Then we're in brachas. Right, this is different levels. So this is a very high level of the shchina being shara.
This is probably almost male.
Right. Gemara says, Abba Chanan Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. He quotes in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Chai Misa. The person who does not engage in a Piravu is Chai Misa. Very, very harsh. Shinemar Uvanim Lo Hayu Lahem, that he had no children. So this is a pasuk that appears in Nadav Aviyu. It says, Vayamas Nadav Aviyu, Lifnei Hashem, they died. The pasuk continues, Avanim Lo Hayu Lahem, and they had no children. Now what's irrelevant to the fact that they didn't have children? I would think Pashas is, they left no legacy behind them. The Gemara is darshaning, no, since they didn't have children, that's exactly why they died. Again, Uvanim lo hayu lahem, says the Gemara, ho hayu lahem banim, had they had children, lo meisu, they would not have died. So see a person's chai misa.
Was it a Gemara that we learned? There were 10 reasons why they were killed? And
the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about it.
Sanhedrin, right?
That I'm not sure it talks about all 10.
One of them was because of this, because they didn't...
Could
they
be,
didn't
yeah. Fast, I don't remember. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Achim Omrim, others say, no, Gorim shel Shechina shetestalik miYisrael, it caused the Shechina to be removed from Klai Yisrael, shenemar, lios lechal elokim, ulezarecha acharecha. So what's the connection of these psukim here? And this is Parsha Lecha, I think. It says, Bizman shezarecha acharecha, when you have children to follow you, Shechina shara, then the Shechina is going to be among Klai Yisrael. Ein zarecha acharecha, if you have no children to follow, then al mishar al itzim al avanim. Who's it going to rest on? Probably more of a question form, rhetorically, on wood and stone? Certainly not. So the only way Shechina is going to continue to be among Klai Yisrael is if the person is engaging in Peruvu. Okay, says the new mission now. Nas Isha Vesha Ima Esashanma. A person marries a woman, he has his wife, and they're married for 10 years. Velo Hayalda, and she does not give birth. Eina Rashai Levatel. He can't sit there and just waste his time and not have children. Rashi says, top line, he has to Ella o Yigarshena, divorce her, o Yitzah Acheres Ima, or marry somebody else. He has to be Osik in Puravu. No, he could stay married to her, but he has to marry somebody else, or he could divorce her and marry somebody else. So then the Mishnah says, Girsha, if he divorces her, Muteris, she is mutter, Muteris linasi l'achar, she's allowed to marry somebody else. We don't assume she is not able to have children. She just maybe not with his husband, she is allowed to marry somebody else. Rashai hasheni lishos ima yud asar shanim. And the second husband of hers is allowed to be with her for 10 years. And vim, and if she doesn't have children then, after 10 years, then he's supposed to marry somebody else or divorce her. Now vim hipila, let's say she became pregnant but had a miscarriage, Mona Mishas Shipila, the 10-year clock starts from the moment she had a miscarriage, not the moment they were married. So the Gemara quotes a brisa that says, Tanur Rabbanan, Nasa Isha Vishaima Esashan. So a man marries a woman and they're married for 10 years, Velo Yalda, has no children. Yotziv Yitink Ksuba, he has to divorce her, not has to, but those are one of the options. Let's say he divorces her and gives her the Ksuba, he gives her the $200 that's written in the Ksuba, and she is now single. Shemelo Zachali Banas Mimenam. Perhaps he was not Zocha to build from her. They were not a good match in whatever level that means. Now, Afa Pishin Rilo Davar, even though there's no clear proof in the Pasuk to this idea, Zeichlo Davar, there's a hint to such a concept of 10 years. What's the hint? Miket Eser Shanim Leshevs Avram Eret Kanan. After 10 years of Avram sitting in Eret Kanan, from the moment he was sitting in Kanan, Lamedcha to teach us, Shein Yeshivas Chutzlart Ola Min Haminim. Sar and Avram were married before they entered Eretz Kanan. They married for some time and had no children. Why does the pasuk say Mikach Esher Sharam Lashes Avram Eretz Kanan? Why 10 years since they entered Eretz Kanan? The count, the clock starts only from when one lives in Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz. Lefikach, therefore, Chalahu, if he gets sick, or Shechal Sahi, or she gets sick, or Shneim Chavushim Bevesa Asurim, or maybe both them are held captive in jail, Ein Olin Lo Minamin. In those days, don't count. It has to be where they're healthy and they're living in the proper atmosphere, like in Eretz Yisrael. That's the only time that 10 years are going to be part of the count. So then the Gemara says, so let's look at Rashi for a moment. You see Rashi, Lefikach. By the way, let's look at the Rashi beforehand. By the way, the first Rashi on the Gemara, Miketz Esther Shanim. After 10 years of not having a child with Sarah, the Rashi explained, Baal Hagar. So he married Hagar. Why didn't he marry her earlier? Adshlo Balaart Kanan, before entering Eretz Yisrael or Eretz Kanan. Shayu Shanim Murubos Bepadan Aram. There are many years married in Padan Aram. The Lamedcha to teach us Shein Yeshivas Chutz La'aretz Olalo. They don't count like we just said. The Dilma Mushim Avon Chutz La'aretz Heim Akurim. Perhaps because they're living in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, rather, that sin of living Chutz La'aretz caused them to not have children. So only once they lived in Eretz Yisrael, where they were clean of any sin, and then they saw that they were having no children, that's when there's a hetter to marry somebody else. Or at least you have to marry somebody else. The Fikach says Rashi Hol the Kachazinan Shein Yeshivas Chutz La'aretz Min Haminim. Since we see someone living outside Eretz Yisrael, we assume it must be some other cause that's preventing them from getting married. That's why if there's any other excuse they may not have a children, we say it's probably based on that excuse and not based on some relationship that they have with each other. So now the Gemara says, Amalei Rav LeRav Nachman, V'leilei from Yitzchak, why not learn from Yitzchak? Why did we learn 10 years from Avram Avinu? From Yitzchak Avinu we can learn that there's more. And after Yitzchak was 40 years, and he married Rivka. Uksiv, then it writes, Vayitzchak ben Shishim Shana, when he was 60 years old, 20 years after being married to her, Buledes Osam, it was after, what's the whole pasuk here? Let's get this out here. That's when they had Yaakov and Esav, right. But that's also when they davened. They only davened after 20 years. Look at Rashi. Actually, Rashi didn't really explain that. I guess the idea is that even though it took 20 years to get married.
No, it's saying that they waited 20 years. He didn't wait 10. And he was all the time in Eretz
Yisrael. He didn't divorce. He didn't marry somebody else. It's more than 10 years. Why didn't he marry somebody else in the interim? I see.
Because he never left Eretz Yisrael.
So Amar Leah Yitzchak Akr Haya. Yitzchak was Akr himself. He himself wasn't able to have children. It was an issue that he had. And Rashi explained Akr Haya. V'yodea shemachmas asmahu. He knew it was something that an issue that he had had. V'lekama nafkalim de Akr Haya. We're going to learn later on how he knew that, or how the psukim know that. So therefore, since it was his issue, not her issue, he stayed married longer. That's case, Avram Nami Akr Haya. Avram also, as we'll see later on, he was also Akr. He also had an issue with him, and he should have stayed married longer than 10 years.
Amen.
Yeah, the Gemara is going to explain how do we know all this. Sorry?
Yidishmael. The second he got the gal, he got Ishmael.
Right.
So that's the way.
So then the Gemara said, it's a good question.
And then he had more children.
Right, it's a good question. So then the Gemara says, again, Ihachi, Avram Nami Akar, Avram was also Akar. So maybe he should have waited longer. How are you going to bring a rye from Yitzchak versus Avram? They both were Akars. Hahub mi baile lichta b'chia bar Abba. This goes like b'chia bar Abba. Damar b'chia bar Abba. Amar Yochanan lama nimnu shnosa v'shal Yishmael. Why did we count the years of Yishmael? K'dei liyachos b'hen shnosa v'shal Yaakov. The only reason why I mentioned Yishmael, we don't really care how long Yishmael lived for. We don't care about his lifetime. But we needed to know in order to calculate Yaakov's life. Why do we need to calculate Yaakov's life? Let's look through some Rashi's right now. See Rashi, Homi Baile. Klomar, Yitzchak Akar Haya. Yitzchak was the Akar, he couldn't have children. Mishum Hachi Lo Nasav Achri, so that's why he didn't marry anybody else. It wouldn't have helped, because he couldn't have children, no matter who he married. Rekrod Yitzchak Ben Shishim Shana Lo Yiserehu. The fact that he got married when he had a child who was 60 years old is not extra. The Tema Lo Hachi Kasi Rachmana. Maybe it's going to say extra. Why were we told when Yitzchak had a child? What was the necessity for that? If we're not learning to wait 20 years, what's the value in telling us how old he was? So Rashi continues to explain based on the Gemara. the Migmar Minei to learn from it. You don't have to learn to wait 20 years because we don't learn from Yitzchak to wait 20 years. We learn from Avram. So what was the need to tell us that he had a child at 60? About Miket Eshashanim Davram, the 10 years of Avram was necessary. Avagav the Akarhava Yafin Minei. We learn from him the Lab the Drasha Lamai Hilchasa Kashminan Krab Miket Eshashanim. If it wasn't, what was the reason to write 10 years? It must be to make a drasha that after 10 years of not having a child, you should marry another wife. So still, we have to go back to why we mentioned Yitzchak had a child when he was 60. Says the next Rashi, Liachis behem liyeda shnoso sheyakov ben kama shanim haya keshalach lebeis ever uchshamin al haber. We have to use these the count the age of Yitzchak to calculate how old Yaakov was when he went to Beis Eiver and he stood by the Be'er to meet Rachel. Ubishile Gemar the Megillah, the last, which really the end of the first paragraph of Megillah, Mifarishla explains this whole calculation. If I cried the Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Maisila, we brought it there. Hasam the Afina Minei the Gadol Talmud Torah Mikivud Avim. It teaches the following cloud based on these parshas that we find ourselves in, that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Avim. Vim Shika also Shana Masha Yaakov Beis Eiver Lo Nanash Aleim. All 14 years that Yaakov was learning the Beis Medrash of Shem Veiver, he was not punished. Exactly. 22 years was the only time. It was a long time, but based on those calculations. So that's why we had to list the age of Yaakov Avinu. In other words, just like we taught Yishmael, the years of Yishmael, to teach us the years of Yaakov, we also had to teach the age of Yitzchak when Yaakov was born in order to know where Yaakov was during those 14 years. Namely, he was hidden in learning in Beis Shem, Beis Medrash Hashem Ve'Ever.
And we didn't discount any of the years that Yitzchak told him to go, or with
I don't think so.
So why was he punished at least for 1 year that Yitzchak told him to go?
I'm not sure.
Also, Rivka says u'shalachtiho l'kachticha misham, and that's why yesterday we learned that Dvorah, you know, mentions Dvorah because she went to get Rashi says that she went to get Yaakov from the pasuk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. He was told to go and.
Right, I mean, yeah. I understand that he delayed, so maybe he was punished for staying
punished
extra.
For
because he stayed a long time by Lavan.
Yeah.
So he didn't do mitzvah kibud avim. That's why the same years that he was away from Yitzchak, Yosef was away from Yaakov.
Okay. How many years? 22 years?
22 years, yeah.
So just look at the bottom. Look at Tosfos on the bottom for a second. You see Tosfos, v'leilaf mi Yitzchak? That's an interesting question. He said, "Leilach mi Yitzchak, vim tomar Yitzchak nami losha Yosef miyad." Sorry, he didn't wait 10 years. Why? The fishimashi pirashi in the Medrash. Exactly. Shlo ha'isa Rivka el baskimol kishinasa. She's only 3. V'ad shayis a bas yidgei beis lo ha'isa ruli holid. A child under the age of 12 can't have children. So that was another 9 years, really. So he really was from 40 to 60 minus 9. Let's say minus 10 years. He also only waited 10 years. V'yishlomar the Medrashim halukin. The Pirshul El Machlokas Majashim, how old she really was. V'yo the Muchach Beperek Ben Tzar Mora Shaduro Shador Sarishonim Hayruin the Holy Baharbe Kodem Hazman Hazem. So two things. One is maybe some Medrash says that Rivka wasn't 3; she was older. She was maybe 12 when they got married. Number two is back then they were able to get married even before the age of 12. So maybe she was Roy to have children at the age of 3.
She was Roy to answer what she answered. She was also Roy to.
She was intellectually advanced, and maybe physically she was advanced also.
Or she was actually 12. I mean, it's one or the other. But
okay.
Doesn't make sense. She was 3.
Because it says that
you're not going to ever be comfortable with the next one we're about to see.
Because even said that she took the tzeif and she covered herself, you know, and so she knew all that stuff.
Right.
At 3 years old.
It's hard for us to understand all the different ages. In the live till 180.
I don't think she would.
Right. Chop this. Okay, so the Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitzchak Avinu, Akar Haya. How do we know that Yitzchak Avinu couldn't have children? Shenemar, V'yetar Yitzchak, Lashem, Lenochach Ishto. A strange Lashon, Lenochach Ishto.
He.
Right. So what does Lenochach Ishto mean? That was the word Nochach mean. So the Gemara says it should say Al Ishto, Lo Nemar. Then say Al Ishto about his wife. It says El Lenochach, Mlamed Shneem Akrum Hayu. Nochach is Lashon of, how do they say it in English? Is there a good translation?
Opposite.
Right, the opposite. So it's referring to the partner also. Lenochach Isha, the one who's opposite his wife, namely himself. It doesn't say Al Ishto, Lenochach Isha, the one who's opposite his wife, his partner.
She
her partner. So both of them were akurim, and they were davening both of them. Ihachi, if that's the case, v'yetelo v'yetelahem mibayle. Why davening to him about himself? Why should be about davening on both of them? Or v'yetelo Hakadosh Baruch Hu, rather, he answers back to him, to Yitzhak, why didn't he answer back to both of them? That's Rashi writes to Al-Chumash that the fisha ain't a doma tfias tzadik ben tzadik, tfias tzadik ben Rasha. Rivko is the son of, we know, Rasha, so therefore she wasn't answered. But the Yitzchak was the son of course, Avram Avinu, so therefore he was answered. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, mibnei ma hayu avosenu akurim. For what reason were the avos akurim? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu make it in such a way? Give this such tzaros to the avos of Imahos. Vipnesha, Kadosh Baruch Hu misavil tfilasan shel tzadikim. He very much desires and waits to hear the tfilas of tzadikim. So he made them in such a way of tzaros in order to force them to daven. A concept we really can't appreciate, I don't think. So I remember, why is the tefila of tzaddikim compared to an atar? What's an atar?
Kilishon, pitchfork.
A pitchfork, ah, okay. Ma atar, we saw this in the Maseches Megillah also. Ma atar, zem ha-pech ha-tfuah. I think I asked you this question also when we did this in Megillah. So ma atar, zem ha-pech ha-tfuah, mimakom, mimakom. Just like a pitchfork is able to take tfuah from here and put the tfuah over there, flip it over, back and forth. Kach tfilasan shel tzadikim, ha-pechas midosav shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, midas ra'gzonos, midas rachmanos. The tfilah of tzadikim have the same capability of flipping over the midas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu from being one of angry to one of rachmanos. So Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Avram, this is the Gemara that you're going to have a hard time with, David. Amar Rabbi Ami, Avram, the sar tumtum hayu. They're tumtumim, which means that the osu makam was closed off. Weren't clear, their gender seemed to be tumtum, was closed off. So how do we know this? Shenemar, the Pasuk tells us, Pasuk appears in Yeshaya, Hibitu el tsur chotzavtem, vel makeves bor nukartem. Okay. And then exiv, Habitu el Avram avichem, vel sara tichol alechem. So there's a Pasuk right afterwards. So what's going on here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Chotzavtem is lasho nasilo zachros. It made zachros, made a male. No kartem is nasil nikevos, to make a woman. So you see that the first half is referring to making as male. Second half, pasuk talking about making a female. And the very next pasuk is in very parallel, talking about Avram and Sarah. So we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu changed him from they were tumtum beforehand, and now change him into having the capability of having children. So Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba bar Avua, Sara Imenu, Islandess Hayisa. She was Islandess, as we mentioned before. She wasn't an Islandess to somebody who isn't able to have children. Biologically, somehow something was with her body. She wasn't able to have children. How do we know this? Shinemar, the Pasuk tells us, Vati Sarai Akara, Ein La Vlad. So it would mean if she, Akara, obviously she didn't have a Vlad. If she wasn't able to have children, that's what Akara means. So certainly she wasn't able to have children. What does that mean? Afilu base Vlad Einla. She didn't have a base Vlad. She did not have a uterus. She did not have the capability of having children. She did not have that part of the body. And she was an islandess until Kadosh Baruch Hu had created one in her. Amar Rav Yehuda Berei Dev Shuma Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav Lo Shanu Ela Bidoros Harishonim Sheshnoseim Mubos. That which we mentioned, that one has to wait 10 years, only applied to the earlier generations where they lived a very, very long life. So 10 years was, of 180 years, it was not that much, percentage-wise.
So that's accepted, this idea?
With the fact they're tumtum? Yeah. It's a measure. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what's accepted. There are a number of different... One opinion is that islandess. One opinion is that she's a tumtum.
Impnemius is probably something else, though.
So this idea of waiting 10 years is, again, only the Doris Harishonim, where they lived a very long life. Aval, Bedoris, but 10 years in the lifetime that we live in, 10 years is much more significant. And it's a lot more wasted time. Not wasted, but it's a lot more time to wait. So Aval, Bedoris, Achronim, the later generations that we find ourselves in, Sheshnosei, Muatos, where very little, much less years, half the time we live now, Shtei Shonim, Umechsa, Keneged Shlosh, Iburim. We have to wait 2.5 years, which correspond to the 3 Iburim. Now, what are the 3 Iburim? Rashi says, Shlosh, Iburim, Chav Zayin Chadashim, Limei Havlad, right? There are 9 months a child is pregnant. If a woman's pregnant for 9 months, so times 3, that's 27. B'chodesh l'chol ibur v'ibur limei tumah v'tara, disha misaber samach l'vesta. And you have to wait a month for the after the woman gives birth, she's tamei and tara, wait that full month afterward. That gives us 10 months. So 10 times 3 gives us a total of 30. So that's how we came up with this number of, doesn't really get 3 years, though. I guess 2.5. We're getting 2.5 years. 2.5 years, we said. Okay, that gives us 30. So in Pinimius, there's a Shloshi Brumer, very, very important. Al Pi Kabbalah, there's this concept of Shlosha Shlosha Iburim. Does that work out? Yeah, that's pretty interesting. In the Shlosha Iburim, the Arizal talks about, there's a 7-month Ibur, there's a 9-month Ibur, and there's a 12-month Ibur. That totals 28, almost 30 months. So I'm sure in Pinimius there's something pretty deep going on here. I don't really understand what this means, but the way it works in Pinimius, the way that the Or in this world was created, they were in the different Partufim and the Spheros, there were three Ibur. There was a 7-month, a 9-month, and a 12-month Ibur. So again, that's how the spheres were created. I don't know what that means.
Goes to reference to what? To the
spheres, like these partufim of spheres that created different images. So 7 and 9 is 16, plus 12 is 28. That doesn't give us quite 30, but it's close to it. So I imagine this is a reference to those Shloshi Ibburim also, in a much deeper level. It defines borders.
Magbil. Parallel. It's parallel. באופן יחסי, relatively parallel, תוחלת החיים של ימינו, meaning they're 10 years because they lived until 180.
Proportionally.
So it's relatively, you know, overlapping in a way that we live until 70, ואם בגבורות 80 שנה, you know, so.
Right.
So it's not, so that's why they came up with a new cheshbon of 2.5.
So 70 times 2.5 is 175. So that's who lived 175?
Avram lived
175. So that's exactly that. That's good.
Okay.
So I didn't make it up.
Then Rabba Amar, why did we wait 2.5 years? So Rabba says, Rabba Amar, Rav Nachman, Shlosh Shanim, 3 years. Kineged, not 2.5 years, but 3 years. Kineged Shlosh Pekidos. It says Pekidos 3 times in Tanakh. The Amar Mar Roshana. On the Roshana, this could do Sarah. That's why we say Vashem Pachad Sarah. That's why we lay that on Roshana. HaKadosh Baruch remembered her, and she was Zochot of a child. And then it says by Rachel, and it says by Vachana. 3 times it says Pekida. So those 3 Pekidos, we have 3 years. And that's why we wait 3 years. Amar Rabba, the Lesnei Lahani Klali, these Klalim don't work, these rules are not relevant nowadays. Why? Michti, let's understand why this is not the case. Masnisin Man Tiken Rebbe. Who put together the Mishnah? Rebbe. The Hobby made David already by the time of David, certainly by the times of Rebbe. Hobby made David, he might Shnei. The years already started coming to a less amount by the times of David than certainly by Rebbe, yet still Rebbe said, wait 10 years. So the Klal we mentioned above isn't the case. How do we know during the times of David, the years started getting less for people living? The Pasuk says, Yimei Shino Seinu Bahem Shiv Mishana. The days of man is 70 years. So Tosos points out something interesting. Top Tosos, Yimei Shino Seinu Bahem Shiv Mishana. As we know, the various parts of Tilim were written by different Nevi'im throughout the generations. So this particular one, it says, Tosos, Avagav, the high crab, between Moshe Ksiv, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, Mistama David Amra Shmatzinu Shechaikach. When he lived, really, Mistama David probably said that. When he saw that he lived for so long, he said this. About Moshe Matzinu Shechayosef, and Moshe certainly David more. So even though the overall parak of this is found in Moshe Rabbeinu said, this line, Tosa says, must have been said by David. Because it doesn't make sense that Moshe would say this when he lived to 120. Okay. Then the Gemara says, V'hai, the second wide line down, V'hai, Shem Elo Zacha Libanos Heimana. So this is going back on which question is this? What's this questioning right now? This is going back to the Mishnah that tells us that after 10 years, so a person has to find another wife. So why are we saying that maybe he wasn't the Gemara? It said he's not Zocha to build from her. Dilma, ihi dilo Zocha, maybe she's not Zocha. Why are we saying he's not Zocha? Why are we putting the blame on him as opposed to the blame on her? Aren't they equally equal partners here? So why are we focusing on his inability to have vizocha? So Gemara says, "Ihi she kimin de lo mifkada apiri rivia lo manche." her, she's not obligated to perform mitzvah purvu. It's not her obligation. It's only a man's obligation. We haven't seen this yet, I don't think.
But it says it's in regards to the ketubah. Because he needs to take care of the ketubah. That's why they blame him.
He has to pay the financial.
Yes.
Why not her? Maybe it's hers, her mazel.
He's patu.
The same, because since it's his mitzvah, so he's the one being punished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not letting him fulfill his mitzvah, puravu, so therefore we see it's something wrong with him, and that's why he has to pay ksuba when he divorces her. And is that really true, that she's not chayv in mitzvah puravu? V'ha'amru le Rabban le Rabbi Abba. Didn't the Rabban say to Rabbi Abba, Bar Zabda, Nasiv Issa, marry a woman, v'olid b'ni, and have children. V'amru lehu, and he said back to the Rabbanim, Izachai havali mikamaisa. Had I been Zocha, I would have had her children already before this. So look at Rashi, Eini v'ha amrulo. Rashi says, Amasnisim parch. It's a question on the Mishnah. The Katani, Yisa acheres shema lo zacha, libanas mimeno. The Mishnah which said maybe he should marry somebody else. Maybe he wasn't Zocha to be to have children from the first wife. V'zacha libanas mimeno. Maybe he'll be Zocha to have children from the second wife. So the response was, Abba said to Chachamim, if I was Zocha to have children, I should have been Zocha for the first wife. Why am I to be Zocha for the second wife? It's clearly an issue that I have. So who cares who I'm going to marry? It's not going to make a difference. So helping marrying the second wife won't necessarily help. So Gemara says, Hasim duchui madchele the Rabbanim. Rabbi Abba was just kind of blowing off the Rabbanim. He didn't want to deal with him. He wasn't really mean that as a true answer. Why? We saw a similar answer yesterday, Friday. Rabbi Abba Bar Zabda Yakar Mipirka Dev Huna. He had that issue also of Yakar not having a chance to go to the bathroom, and it makes a person be awkward when he doesn't go to the bathroom and holds it in. So he had to just kind of blow off the Rabban and run to the bathroom. Again, Yakar Mipirka Dev Huna. Rav Gidal Yakar Mipirka Dev Huna. He also, I guess Rav Huna gave these very long drushas and people became a kurum from them. Rabbi Chalva also Yakar Mipirka Dev Huna. He also had the same thing plague him from a drush of Rav Huna. So Rav Sheshes, it'd be interesting to know if we see else that Rav Huna gives very long drushes. I don't know.
Rav Huna washes him out.
Okay. Rav Sheshes also Yakim Mipirka Rav Huna. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Achdei Suskinda Tliya Bar Arza De Beirav. So what's going on there? So he had this kind of like a kidney stone, it sounds like. He wasn't able to go to the bathroom. And he would be hanging.
It cost to be Akar.
Okay. So,
Tuluya
Ba'arza de Beirav, Venafik Mine, Kota Yurka. And somehow he did something and he ended up being able to go to the bathroom.
Like Cholei Haba, Michamat, Hitapkut, Milashtin.
Right. The kidney stone, let's call it.
Kedele Rapomikach, in order to make him ill. Tuluya Ba'arza de Beirav, Talu, Meomad, they hang him.
Right, from the cedar of the house of Rav, and somehow this green.
Right.
Okay, so somehow that helped the kidney stone pass. Okay, so Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Shisin Sabe Havinu. There were 60 elders. The Chulu Yaakov Mipirka Rav Huna. 60. 60 now elders were sitting in the drush of Rav Huna. They all got became akurum. The Var Mi'ana. The Kaima Benavshe. Except for, is Anna's name? Except for me. Oh, who's saying that? Except for me, Mani. Except for Ani, me. Right, that's Rav Acha who's talking. Except for me, that I held myself. Knowing the Chachma is able to become healthy. I'm not sure what that means either. He knew something more. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Girshim Muteris. So if he divorces this woman.
I understand what's going on. They hang themselves upside down in order to take this afrasha, in order to not to be a car. Crazy.
Okay, well, it worked.
Yeah.
Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Girsha Muteris. If he divorces his wife, who he wasn't Zocha to have a child with, she's allowed to get married to somebody else. So Sheni In, she's allowed to marry a second husband, but Shlishi Lo, but a third husband, she's not allowed. So in other words, if she marries a second husband, waits 10 years and doesn't have children, she's not allowed to marry a third husband. Why? Who says it? Because she's Huchzak, Rashi's Huchzak Akara. She already has a Chazaka of being an Akara, of not being zochet to have children, so another man can be with her because he's not going to be able to perform the mitzvah peruvu. Now, I imagine only is the case when it refers to a husband, a man who has not had children yet. But if a man has had children already, then he's allowed to marry her, like we saw in the Gemara, the Mishnah said a few days ago. So, how do we know such a chazaka? After two, we find the chazaka, Mani, who authored this Mishnah. It must be Rebbe. We find Rebbe all over Shas that he thinks after two times already establishes a chazaka. The time the Brisa tells us, Mala HaRishon Umeis, they have a child, the son, and they give him bris milah, and he dies. He doesn't live from the bris milah. Sheni has another son, Umeis, and he also dies from the bris milah. Shlishi lo timol, divrei Rebbe. By the third time, you shouldn't do it, because two times already established a chazaka of somehow their children are not healthy enough to have a bris milah. That's all according to Rebbe. Two times establishes a chazaka. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, though, however, shlishi tamol, even the third one, you're supposed to give a bris milah, and if that one doesn't live, then you've established a chazaka, revi lo timol. By the fourth son, one should not give the bris milah. So if Ha'atanya, doesn't the Brisa say otherwise? That really Rebbe holds three times, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel holds twice. Gemara says, Heimanei Acharina, whichever one came last is most likely the deciding one, and we should follow that one. And typically over Shas, we assume Rebbe is the one that holds two times as a chazaka, and Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel holds that three times as a chazaka. The Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara, it's Tashma rather, the Gemara quotes another Brisa, Damar Rebbe Chi Ba'aba Amar V'Yochan Ma'isa Ba'arba Achayos, Bitzipora, there was a story once of four sisters in Tzipori. Shemala Rishona, the first sister, had a boy and gave him bris milah, or had someone else give her bris milah, umes, and that son died. Shnia, the second sister, had a son also, mes, same story. Shlishish, mes, revis, baslef, neir. So three of the four sisters had sons and all died from the bris milah. By the time the fourth sister had a son, she went to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amar Lahu, and says to him, and he said to her, rather, Al Timo, do not give him a bris milah, you've already established a chazaka. So Gemara said, we're trying to prove from here, it must be only after the third time that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel established a chazaka. So we see he's the one who holds three times the chazaka, it's not Rebbe. Gemara says, what do you mean? Vidilma, perhaps. Vidilma, Iasab Shlish is not Mihava Amrle. The third one never asked Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, never asked the Shaila. But let's say the third sister had asked Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shaila, maybe he would have said also, don't give the bris milah. Maybe even after two times, he would have established a chazaka. If that's the case, what's he coming to testify? Why is he telling the Maisa? The Maisa is only relevant if there's halacha to be learned. It must be the halacha to tell us that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the one who holds that after three times is considered a chazaka. Why else mention the story? Well, he says, no, I've got another reason why this story is necessary. There's something we can learn. Dilma, he wasn't coming to teach us the number of times which establishes a chazaka. Dilma, Hakamashman, is coming to teach us the achayos machzakos, that sisters, even though they're all from different husbands and all different mothers, but since they're sisters, they're able to establish a chazaka among all their children. Right. Fascinating idea. Now, maybe the idea is, I was thinking, that the Gemara Nida tells us that when man and woman get married, the son is, of course, a combination of each of them. And we say that all the red part of the child, the dam and the basar, the flesh and the blood, comes from the mother. And the white stuff, the teeth and the eyes and the nails, come from the father. That's what Gemara Nida tells us.
It says, Loven Shemenu Gidim V'Atzim.
Exactly. So that's the Gemara Nida, which explains this. So maybe the idea is the reason why these children die, the Gemara tells us elsewhere, is because they didn't have the blood. They either had the blood didn't go back into the veins properly, or there wasn't enough blood. Something to do with the blood is why these children died after receiving the bris milah. So since the mothers were the ones who give the blood to the child, and since all the sisters came together from the same mother, them being the mothers of the children is why they all had the same dam in the children. But let's say they were brothers. Let's say three brothers had such a history of their children. I don't think it's going to be the same halacha. It's only by sisters, not by brothers, I think. I didn't look into this at all. But based on this idea, that would be the case. I don't know if it's true. I made it up, but it sounds nice.
It makes sense.
I love the way they just came back.
What?
I love the way they just came back so fast.
It doesn't mention anything here about brothers. Okay.
And it's a good point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Says the Gemara now. Amar Rava. Hashta de Amris Achayos Mechazkos. Now that we've established that sisters are able to create a chazaka among their different sons. Lo Yisa Adam Isha, person should not marry a woman. Lo Mi Mishpachas Nichpin. Rashi's Cholin, a family of known to be having sick children. not from a family that has mitzurayim in the family. It's only a case where they had had three children, three family members that had experienced any of these sicknesses. Because we see these things are genetic. That's in essence what we're learning here. These things are genetic. My havala. So what's the halacha in regards to what? This we just established. What's this question? Back to the Gemara. Who is the one who holds two, who holds three? Back to that Shiloh. So Kiyas Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, when he came, Amar Uvda Hava Kame Rabbi Yochanan. It was once a Maisi he testified about. I once heard of this Maisa, or maybe even saw the Maisa. It happened to Rabbi Yochanan. B'knishta de Ma'on b'ma Kippur m'shchalias b'Shabbos. It was in the base Knesses in Ma'on. It was on Yom Kippur that fell on Shabbos. What happened? Umal Rishonah, they had given a bris milah to one child. Umes died. Shnei Umes, and I guess that same day, they gave a bris milah to a second child, and he died also. Shlishi's Baal Lefonav. By the time the third son came, Amar La, L'chi Umalu, go give a bris milah. Rabbi Yochanan Paskin. The Chazak has not yet been established. So Amar Le, Abai says to him, Chazi, see, the Kasharis Yisura V'sakanta. You're permitting a great danger, grave danger in an Isser. So I guess the response was, Abai thought after two times should be a chazaka, and Rabbi Yochanan thought after three times. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Isur v'sakanta, shim chazaka v'shnei pamim, if it was just two times, v'ashlichi nitin litchos mimenu, havi milash lo bezmana v'eino docha s'shabbos. If only after two times, ready to establish a chazaka, now by the third time, it's a sakana, one shouldn't give a bris milah. It's not a bris milah anymore. By you advising someone to do this on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, they're violating Isser Shabbos. That's a very strange Rashi. I thought the Isser would be a sakana for the child himself. He's pointing out the fact that you're doing a bris milah, the Moel is doing the bris milah on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, when there is no mitzvah anymore, it's going to be a sakana for the me'ah. That's the point. It's a sakana for the child, and it's an Isser for the Moel. That's what's going on. I see. Okay. So how could you permit this third child? After two times, the chazakah has already been established. So, Samach ala Abaye v'azel. So I guess they relied on Abaye and they just walked away. And Rashi says, Samach ala Abaye al hadir Rav Yitzchak damar mishmei derbi yochanan b'tlas zimna hu davi chazaka. So what, Abaye ended up listening to Rav Yochanan, it sounds like?
Yeah, it seems like
he was just saying, make sure you're giving us the right report about Rav Yochanan.
Uh-huh.
Because this is serious stuff.
So Abaye was Samach on the support. Okay.
Yeah.
So he said, okay, I'm sure. So, So then the Gemara says, hold on a second here. Okay, v'azov nasva, excuse me, the chuma brata, so he went ahead, Abai went ahead now, and married chuma barta, the daughter of Isi, braid of Yisak, braid of Yuta, the nasva that was already married to a man, Rachva, by the name of Rachva, b'pudisa, ushchiv, and he died. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bered Rava Bar Barchana Ushchiv, and
everybody dies with her.
Ushchiv, and he also was married to her. Nisvahu Ushchiv, Abaye married her, and he also died.
No, Abaye didn't die. Don't kill him. Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did. You see, so Abaye was somech on Rabbi Yitzchak. That after two times is not a chazak yet. It's even though this woman had previous two husbands previously who had died marrying her, he said, "Oh, it's not a chazak yet. I can marry her also." He ended up marrying her, and he died. He was the third one to die. So, in a different context, even though first you're talking about bris milah, we're taking that same chazaka applied to bris milah and applying it now to a woman who is known to be a murderer of her husband, I guess. So Gemara asks, "Amar Rava." Rava asks, "Umiika David Uvda Benafshe Kihai." So the person is going to really endanger himself like this and marry a wife who a woman who had already widowed two husbands. Ihud Amar doesn't by himself hold Avin Desamcha. That which Avin holds, he is Somichan, but Yitzchak Sumka, but Rabbi Yitzchak La Bar Smacha. Avin Yeshem Bechazara, Yitzchak Sumka Eina Bechazara. So what's going on here? What's the Shiloh here?
אי אפשר לסמוך על רב יצחק בר יוסף, משום שאבין ישנו בחזרה. הוא עסוק תמיד בחזרה להוראתו של רבי יוחנן, ואילו יצחק סונקה אינו עסוק בחזרה. לפיכך אי אפשר לסמוך על שמותיו, that in regards to the 2 and 3 חזקה, so it was...
You could be something on him because he could always, Rashi explained, he could be a chozer. Because he was always with him. So if he was ever, Rabbi Yochanan was ever a chozer, you hear about it. But Rabbi Yitzchak, who wasn't frequented by him, if he was chozer, he wouldn't know of a chazara. And since it's such a danger...
No, his chazara means that he used to do chazara.
Well, there's two tears in Rashi here.
Oh, okay.
Look at Rashi. Rashi is yeshem chazara. Chozal tamuda. He would, by first shot in Rashi, he's always a chazar's tamuda. So right. Rabbi Yochanan knew what he was talking about. Rabbi Yitzchak didn't chazer his tamud as much, so he wasn't as you weren't able to be somech on him as well. Lashon Acher, another explanation of Rashi is Matzei Kol Shal Lefnei Rabbi Yochanan. He was always in front of Rabbi Yochanan. The chazer ba Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Davar Shamar Tchila Shamei Avin VeChozer Gam Hu Ba. Avin was always by Rabbi Yochanan and knew, would have known if Rabbi Yochanan was chazer. Of Rabbi Yitzchak, he Matzei Lefanav. He was never by him, Rabbi Yochanan, to know if he ever was chazer. Upam Mishasham Davar Mi Rabbi Yochanan. Ulamachar Chazer Ba Rabbi Yochanan Vehu Einu Yodea. If you heard something in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, if you didn't know he was chozer, you can't really rely on him. So how was Abai able to rely on Rabbi Yitzchak's psak if he was possible that he was chozer on this psak?
So basically the whole psak was that he allowed the bris milah on Shabbos Yom Kippur, and if he was a chazaka, then it's an issue midiraisa then.
Exactly. But the fact that he permitted it to take place in Yom Kippur Shabbos sounds like the chazaka is not established until after 3 times. Oh, so if only 2 times wouldn't be a chazaka. So Abai went ahead and married this woman who had already married 2 other men who had died. It wasn't a chazaka yet. And maybe Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind at some point, and Avin never knew about this.
He didn't say if the third one died or not. However,
no, I thought Abai married her and he ended up dying also. I thought
but
it said.
The first Maisa didn't say if the baby who
right.
Maul was killed.
It's like a show, and Abai is now is out.
Right. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Ve'od, moreover, ve'od Amer, the Pali Pligi Le'inyan Mila Benesumi Pligi." Maybe the only time we saw the Machlokas of Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel was only in the context of Bris Mila. Maybe when it comes to marriage, nobody argues. Maybe even after 2 times, everyone would agree that it's already established Chazaka. Gemara says, "In." They argue even by Nisun, Vatanya, and we're going to bring this as a brisa. Usually Vatanya is a question. I think this Vatanya is coming to be as a Nichus, as Rashi says, as a support. Nisus Larisho, Numeis, if she marries one husband and he dies, Lisheni, she marries a second husband, Umeis, and he dies, Lishlishi, Lo Tinase, Divir Rebbe. Rebbe says, by after 2 times, you have established a chazaka as killing your husbands. Exactly. Raman Shimon Gamliel, Omer, no. Lishlishi Tinase, you could even marry the third husband. If that third husband dies, Lirvi lo tenasa. Then you cannot marry the fourth husband. So we see the same machlokas that existed by bris mila exist by nisun as well. So it says the Gemara Bishlama gavi mila. It makes sense. The gavi mila ika mishpacha the rafa dama vika mishpacha the kamidama. I understand that how a chazaka could exist by a family of bris mila of children because some have a very rafa dama, I guess soft blood or weaker blood. Others have what kamadama thicker blood. Okay. So it's a genetic, how the thickness, the strength of blood. So that makes sense to establish a chazak in the family of Bris Mila. And then Nisun, my taima, wouldn't Nisun have to do with anything that's something in the family, something that she has, that she kills her husbands? So Gemara says, Amar le'Rav Mordechai le'Rav Ashi, Hachi Amar Avimi, Me'agunya, Mishmei de'Rav Nehuna. The following reason is because Mayan Garm, her Mayan, but also Makom, from Tashmish, that's what causes. Something in the body causes the men to die. So it does make sense that the one woman could be killing multiple people. If Ashi Amar, no, mazal garm, nothing to do with something physical, nothing biological. It has to do with mazal, something beyond their understanding, something deeper, something mystical. So in my benai, what's the nafkamina? Gemara presents 2 nafkaminas. Ika benayu de irsa umes. Let's say they get engaged and he dies, so there's no bia there, so it couldn't be that the mayan garm, that something biologically, physically killed her. But it could be the mazal that killed him. That makes sense. Inami, another nafkamina is, the nuf of Medilka Umes. If he died, let's say, from a fire. So it wasn't from the Tashmish that killed him. It was from a fire, but somehow the mazalos took place. Her mazal killed this husband. So Amalei Rav Yosef, Rei Derava, Lerava, by my name Rav Yosef, Halach Rebbe, is a halach like Rebbe. Rav Amalei, he says back to me, Ein halach like Rabban Shemim Gamaliel. So Rav Amalei, in Achuchi Acharbei. So he says, halacha is not like Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. So he says back, what's his line of in Achuchi Acharbei? What does that mean? He's like, he's smiling at me? Uh-huh. Oh, I see. I'm like, in. Yes, halacha is like Rebbe. Then he asks, halacha Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. I'm like, in, yes.
You're making fun of me.
Right, Achuchi Acharbei, are you smiling at me? You're making fun of me? So Gemara says that Amarle, lo. Shistamihi, there are a number of Mishnahs that Stam doesn't say who we passing like, so they're really both right. Don't tell me Rebbe or Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. We have to really know the number. Who says it? We don't really know who says it. So, Upashi Lacha Nesun. So the answer in the end up being, is that he answers.
No, that's where it ends. And then
I think he's about to give the answer.
Right.
Upashi Lacha, now the following.
Right.
Nesun Umalkios Kerebi. This is Vishramuad Kerebi Shimon Gamliel. When it comes to marriage, and receiving Malkos, that we pass like Rebbe, that after two times. When it comes to Vestos and Shramuad, that we pass like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, that's three times. Now the Gemara is going to go through all of them, but maybe we should wait for this tomorrow, because we're going to go into... Okay. Can we go now, actually? What should we do? We have 5 minutes. Up to you guys. Leave it?
Yeah.
All right, David Paskin.
Tomorrow's a short
daf.